Quick note on today's broadcast. Part of it was recorded via Skype with Cole, and the other part was live at Greek's Pizza in Zionsville. Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
On today's show, we have Cole Hocker, National Foot Locker Champion. Before we get into that, though, we are going to do a little 361 plug here real quick.
This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes with the all-new Meraki 2. It's a high-mileage trainer powered by QuickFoam. Check out the new Meraki 2 and find out why everyone is switching to QuickFoam. It's available at your runner's form or your local retail specialty store.
All right. Thanks again for joining us, Cole. So can you describe to us what it was like winning the Foot Locker National Championship?
Yeah. So, obviously an incredible feeling, probably the best race of my life. Just combining everything, the overall feeling of the race, the location of it, the trip, it was really cool. And, coming off the second place at Nike the week before, racing back-to-back weekends on the West Coast sort of, was a thought inside my head of this might affect my race, but it also helped that I placed second place, and I knew I could run with the top runners in the nation. And so when I was in that race and went out, I was confident that I could win the race, and I just ran my race and was able to execute it. And it was a really great feeling to be able to execute a plan, especially on the national level.
Yeah, and it came down to a kick, didn't it?
Yeah, came down. We were neck and neck for – I mean, the whole race was back and forth, and then it came down to me and another person, and the last 200 meters was pretty much an all-out sprint.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
As far as the two courses, which one did you like, and then which one was the hardest?
I liked them both. They both were really good cross-country courses. The Nike one is on a golf course, so that's super fun to run on, and it's in Portland, so it's notoriously muddy on that course, and it definitely lived up to the muddy expectation that day, so that made it really tough. But the course in San Diego for Foot Locker was sort of like a different beast to tackle. They've got these two like substantial hills that you got to climb, and you do it twice, so it really gets to you, especially that second time through.
Yeah, and do you think that plays more to your strengths, having the hilly course?
I definitely think so. Same with the mud. When I'm heading into the race and it's muddy, I'm almost excited because I'm a really good mud runner, I think. I've learned about myself, and also hills. I enjoy hills, and I've learned that I can handle them pretty well.
Yeah, and I think I've seen some pictures of you online after a muddy race, like on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
You have a friend who's got some really good YouTube videos that he posted that I watched earlier.
Yeah, there was one where you your friend surprised you in Florida to come watch you run and win the national championship. That was so. Anybody out there want to check him out? Just type in Cole Hocker on YouTube, and a bunch of YouTube videos come up. So definitely check them out.
So what was the feeling after you crossed the line? Like, I know that's kind of a game changer, winning that race. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah. When I initially crossed the line heading down that stretch, it's pretty cool. They've got it lined with like banners and stuff and like cheerleaders. And it's different than any other race I've ran. And so that was pretty cool just to go through that and finish the race. And I could tell it was a lot bigger than another race, obviously, but it really didn't hit me until I got back to the hotel and everything and just sort of was alone. And I realized really like I won a national championship. And honestly, I think it's changed the way I I am as a runner and like the way people see me as a runner. So it was just really big in all regards.
Yeah, we don't get too many cheerleaders in running, so that's kind of cool.
You do it to many if you go around the track.
Yeah, that's not the same, though.
So, two-part question, actually, Cole, for you. One, had you already signed with Oregon before the win? And two, if whether you have or have not, how many other colleges reached out to you after the win?
I wasn't signed with Oregon at the time of Foot Locker. I yet to visit Oregon, actually. I was just still talking to them at that point. I had a visit set up. And then about probably a month after Foot Locker, I went to Oregon, did my visit, really liked it. And then about the next 2 days, I made the decision, talked to my family, and I decided on Oregon.
What about Oregon kind of sealed the deal?
Really, it just came down to, I mean, everyone says it, but it's true, what fit me best. And I think their track program and, their track development with their athletes looked really promising, especially the new coach, Ben Thomas. I've seen what he's done with his athletes at Virginia Tech, and he just made some really fast milers. And I think that's one of my strong suits, so I'm really looking forward to training with the best coach.
Under good company that's been there. You know, Galen, Pree, Salazar, all them went to Oregon. So.
Yeah, of course. legendary program.
Yeah, legendary program.
And what do you think you want to focus on the 1500 in college, or do you know what distance you want to do yet?
I don't know yet. I mean, I think that's up to me and the coach to decide, and we'll talk it out. But I've been running the 1600 a lot in high school, so naturally I might go into that. But I don't know where the team needs help and stuff like that. You never know. Yeah. So
you're a hell of a cross runner, actually.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna do really well on that.
Yeah, well, I think he's gonna do well on whatever he wants to do. He's obviously just a really good runner.
I would agree.
So yeah.
I got a question for you, Cole. It's a little off subject. Can you sing?
Not at all.
Because we could form an awesome band with you heading it up.
And also,
his hair is awesome.
Is there a K in sing? It sounded like you said sink.
Sing.
Sing, okay.
Man, he's got awesome hair.
Yeah, this would be a...
I'm going bald here.
Yeah. Yeah. So your team did really awesome, too. You were like second in state, right?
Yeah.
And then, so what do you guys think that you do as a team that makes you guys so successful? What kind of training do you guys do?
We really focus on short speed stuff. We build endurance just by doing not really long workouts, but just intense workouts for longer distances, but not super long. And just really, it comes down to our coach. He's really good at modeling workouts. Mm-hmm. He's a math teacher, so he's really down to the numbers and just a perfectionist when it comes to that.
Nice.
He also, correct me if I'm wrong, I could be wrong, my stats are sometimes wrong. Didn't you just break the Indiana State mile record indoor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then is that what you're going to focus on in outdoor? Is it the mile?
Right now, yeah, I've been racing the mile a lot. I might look at a double. I don't know yet. Okay. 4x8. We have a really strong team, so I'll just see what my coach has me do.
Nice.
And what was your time for that mile?
It's 4:12.
4:12. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's awesome, man. And then you think I read that you maybe might make an attempt at sub-4?
Yeah, that's always the...
No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's always...
It's just 12 seconds.
Yeah. That's the question. In the running world, there's always the hype around sub-4 for high schoolers. And I'm not going to put any pressure on myself or anything like that. That's been a goal in my mind since I started running, especially once I got into high school and realized I had a talent. And so if the opportunity presents itself, of course I'll take it. And I'm just doing one race at a time right now, and we'll see what happens.
And I'm not sure where you got that shirt, but you got a good taste in clothing.
I'm kind of sure where you got the shirt. But So, can you, like, obviously anybody that's watching the broadcast online can see that you have some really nice long hair. This is off subject from running, but do you have any like hair tips for anybody that wants to have the long hair?
I mean, not really. Just,
it's not an easy style to rock.
Yeah, look, I've tried to grow my hair out every time, and it like does this little curly move, and my wife's like, "It's got to go. It's got to go."
Yeah, I don't know. I just tired of getting bad haircuts, so I just let it go. So.
Yeah, there you go, man. Yeah. Blake.
Yeah. So again, I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, but looks like you were the you're a 3-time All-American. Mark, can you exactly 3-time All-American, can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, so last year at New Balance Outdoor, our DMR team was third. I anchored the 1600, and so third is All-American there. And then at Nike Nationals, I was second, and then Foot Locker, I won. So
talk a little bit about, I know you got second, still second, still good. Talk about that race and how it unfolded and And just kind of talk about that.
Yeah, so with that much talent in that kind of race, it's unmatched compared to any race, any high schooler race throughout their whole career, like in their high school career. So there's really like no way for anyone in that field to prepare for it other than going to that race in previous years, which like I said, I didn't qualify my junior year, so that was definitely in my head going into the race, but my senior year was a lot stronger, I think, than my junior year. So it went out super fast. I'm not sure what the mile split was. I think it was around like I want to say like 4:30 was around like the first mile. So it was a lot faster pace than the rest of the race was run. So. But when I was in that pack, I really didn't feel like I was going that fast because all year I hadn't been around a pack of 25 runners. So we were just, they were just carrying me through the whole race. And then we sort of went down, like there's a gradual downhill around with 1K to go. And all the like heavy hitters started going. And that's when I knew like it was gonna come down to like these like six runners. And then I just didn't allow myself to get that far off. I fell off the pace a little bit, and then I knew I had my kick to rely on, and that was able to get me second.
Yeah, and we have a lot of questions about nutrition. Like, do you do any kind of, like, special diet or anything? Like, a lot of people just want to know, like, what do I eat to run
fast? Well, he was eating Greek's pizza.
Well, there you go. That's power food.
Yep, power food. Come to Greek's Pizza in Zionsville. Yeah. Best pizza in the world.
There you go.
That's one plug. Greeks.
Yeah, no specific diet. I mean, I'm not on, like, not paleo or anything like that. But I just, when it comes to the season, like, I just try to eat healthy as much as I can. Just, like.
Yeah, get the calories.
Yeah, exactly. Eat. And, like, you got to, like, keep the calories up. Especially like high school runners, just because, I mean, you're growing so much and you're doing miles on top of that. So like greasy foods and stuff like that aren't like necessarily bad, for high schoolers. So, I just like eat really like, I mean, not like it's not strict at all, but
yeah
I also take like vitamin supplements, just like that, to keep everything in check.
So I got a perfect food for you to eat to break 4 minutes. You got to get yourself some Bojangles.
Oh, no.
Okay? They got it in Evansville.
I knew it was coming. Oh, my goodness.
They got it in Evansville. I'm from North Carolina, y'all, so our chicken place is Bojangles. You know what I'm talking about?
If anybody listens to our podcast, he has to mention Bojangles.
I'm like just telling you, if you get some Bojangles, you'll go 355. Right. Guarantee you.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you like to eat before a race specifically, or...?
Pretty similar to every other runner, I think. Pasta. Our team usually gets together before the race. We all either go out to eat or go to someone's house.
What about the morning of?
The morning of, it varies, but not something heavy. Not like pancakes or anything. Sometimes I'll have rice with like just like any sort of like sausage or something like that. pretty light stuff.
Nice. So it's going to set well.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, let's do another sponsor.
Oh, yeah. This episode of Running in Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes. I am personally wearing the Meraki 2 that just came out today. And that's my announcer voice. That's the best I can do. But what are you wearing, Blake?
I am also wearing the Meraki 2. It's a really, really good lightweight shoe. It's
soft and fast.
That's right. Really good shoe. So really like it.
If you guys are wondering what this is a Sheepa. Mm-hmm. It's a sheep and a cheetah. Mm-hmm. Because it's both soft and fast.
So don't think about it too much. It gets a little morbid.
It is strange. It's not a real thing. I wouldn't say morbid. That's the wrong word. But
it had to get created somehow.
Do you got another question, Blake?
No, I think I'm good.
I want to ask one more thing.
Okay.
I got one more question.
Okay.
And then we're going to open it up for all of you to ask questions. And then there's a microphone right here. Feel free. We'd love for you guys to do that.
And also, everybody out there listening in internet world, if you have a question at the end, we'll open that up for you guys. And he can answer those as well.
Yes, if you're watching the live feed on Facebook on our Running in Indy page. What kind of got you into running initially? I know, like, it could be, like, I know why I got into running. I mean, obviously, for the girls, I mean, like, that's why all people get into running. I mean, but what about you personally? What made you, what was the moment where you were like, man, I'm really good at this?
Just getting into running originally, like, in fourth grade. I think it's similar to a lot of other people. Just my friends were doing it. Something fun to do after school. I guess, and just talking to run. But and then, like, probably, like, around, like, sixth grade, I started winning some, like, bigger races. And then I, like, started to actually, like, develop, like, a passion for it. And then I noticed, like, I mean, like, the hard work I was putting in was, like, helping me, excel in the sport. And that was just, like, a super cool feeling. And then middle school, it was a good... I started getting a lot better in middle school, but then when high school came around, I think I completely broke into, like, another gear, especially my junior and senior year. I think my progression spiked, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So we're going to open this up for questions. So anybody that wants to come take the mic, do it right now. Don't be shy. This is Olivia, a former guest on
Running
Indy. And
she just recently qualified for the Olympic trials for 2020.
Yes.
Hey, how about me?
But this is about Cole.
Yeah. So what are you most nervous about heading into college, running and non-running?
It's a good question. On the running side, probably just the training is going to be different. Than what I've been doing for 4 years. Probably going to do some more miles because the longer races. So the transition definitely from 5K to 8K and then 10K if you make it that far. So I'm kind of nervous, but, like, really excited to get into that. And then just, like, the college experience, it's a lot different than high school, I would imagine. So especially living on the
just
West
a little.
Coast. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be different for sure. Mm.
Cole will probably do it a lot better than we did. I don't know. So anybody else? Questions? Come on. Yes, yes. Come up on the microphone. That way you can get on the podcast. And then you can say your name, too. And while people walk up, I'll fill time. There you go.
Hello. This is Tony Manna. You mentioned mileage, the increase in mileage. Do you have a kind of a peak mileage that you go for if you're in the heavy part of your season, or do you track it weekly, monthly, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I've never really been, like, big really in precisely, right? Like, tracking down my miles and stuff. Like I said, my coach is really good at that stuff, and he really keeps track of that. We're on, like, a lower mileage program for sure, but I really don't have an exact, like, number. My coach usually just has us do the workouts. I do it, and then he'll tell us whether to, like, lighten up on the miles or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, having a good coach is a blessing, because they're not all great. But so, like, do you want to give a shout out to your coach real quick? Or
yeah, his name's Jim Knoll, and yes. He's pretty introverted.
So we just really embarrassed him putting his name out there.
Yeah. But I can plug Josh Heft's YouTube channel if you want to see some. Yes. Behind the scenes, I guess. There's some racing videos of me on there that are pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, plug anything you want.
Yeah.
We're shameless on that. Anybody?
You have more questions?
Yeah, more questions?
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Oh. Come on down.
Hi, my name is Lucas. And my question is, what is the next big race you're working up to?
Probably indoor state, HSR. I'll be racing a DMR there, so we'll see what we can do. I think we're going after the indoor state record on that, so that'll be interesting.
What is the indoor state record for the DMR?
I think we're like...
Well, they want to get better, Mike. Come on.
Yeah. last year, I think we were like 4 seconds off. I think it's like 10, 12, or 10, 11.
Nine. More questions?
Hi, I'm Janice. I just wondered, you mentioned that you thought you kicked it into another gear in your junior and senior year. Do you think that was anything you did differently in training, or was it just growing, or a combination of both?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a combination of both, but also just I was, like, really happy my sophomore year with how I performed at, like, the state meet, but I wasn't satisfied definitely with 11th place, and I think more than anything, I was just, like, determined to get better, and that you can just, like, I flipped a switch, and, like, I just started nailing everything down. I got my sleep down. Sleeping more than like 8 hours every night, my vitamins, just hitting training right to a T. And I think just focusing on like the little details really helped me.
It also sounds like you hate to lose. So
that is always key if you're going to win anything.
Yeah, no.
And then, so sleep and recovery are obviously very important. And so you feel like you got better at that then?
Yeah.
Were you getting like 4 hours of sleep before that? Staying up all night?
I wasn't as dedicated. I mean, freshman and sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Here we go. That pizza looks fantastic, by the way. I really want some of that.
Mike, just like his DMR, you want to improve on your pizza.
Greek's Pizzeria is excellent.
It is excellent.
Okay, so my name's Jason, and I was just wondering, what were some of your like your top times from your freshman, sophomore, and junior years?
So freshman year, I ran 15:59 at the Noblesville course at regionals, and so I was happy to get under that 60-minute mark. And then freshman year at the Miracle Mile, I PR'd with 4:27, I think. For a 1600, I think the mile was 4:29, and 2 mile, I think I ran like 9:52, maybe. That time could, I'm actually not sure if I ran the 2 mile freshman year, but yeah. But and then like 1:59 for 800.
Nice. We always like to educate our audience. So 1,600 meters is 4 laps, and a full mile is 1,609. So that was the difference there, just in case you're wondering for the non-track people. More questions? We're actually terrible at educating people. Yeah. Do we have more questions? Well, we could do some door prizes. Yeah, if anybody thinks of anything. Do we have the box? Yeah, okay. So go ahead and draw some names, Blake, other than your wife.
Sarah Green.
You're a big winner. Prize table. We have a lot of stuff.
Next up.
Draw like two or three. Get a couple in there.
Leah D.
Leah.
Leah D. There she is over there.
All right, you're a big winner.
One up there.
And then who else?
Matthew Hilton.
All right. All right, that's probably good.
Okay.
And then, so we got. Do we have any more questions before we wrap up?
Yeah.
Yes, there is another question. I knew we would have another question.
Mike, you got some questions.
I didn't want anybody to go home unsatisfied, like they didn't learn enough.
Cole, this is William Cole, and what do you do for fun outside of running? And do you have any favorite Netflix shows?
There you go.
Yeah. Good one.
I love it.
Hands down, favorite Netflix show is The Office.
Yes.
I watched that probably like 5 times through. And I make some like rap beats on the side. So.
Oh,
you want to go ahead and give us a little taste of it?
Dumb my equipment here.
Yeah, no. Every true rapper knows you had to have your own equipment with you.
Yeah, and also frisbee golf whenever it's the right weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's a staple in the running world, I think.
Oh, yeah, I used to play some frisbee golf. There's different discs for different distances, and there's a putter and
I can't
a
throw
driver.
It always goes...
Yeah.
Go straight.
Blake is amazing at axe throwing.
I'm pretty. Side I'm a note. Pro. I'm yeah. probably on your level in axe pro and axe throwing.
Yeah.
With your running, it's pretty spot on.
Do we have any more questions?
Got one right here.
Yes.
What's your training from like week to week, like what speed training and everything like that?
So, I do like I said, I do like. Shorter stuff, so sometimes we'll do like 100 meters and like that'll get down, like that'll get my speed, and then even like stuff like I'll do 50 meters just to like really emphasize on that those fast twitch muscles, which I think helps at the end of a race when you really need to win. And then we'll do anything from that to like 800 repeats, and yes, I mean, that'll get your endurance down.
And that's how you outkick a guy in Foot Locker Nationals at the end
yeah.
to win.
we did that last week.
Yeah.
Mike, any questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's got a question.
I got one. I don't think Cole...
Mike is the owner of Greek's Pizzeria, where we are currently at.
I don't know if Cole will answer this or not, but what are your plans for outdoor season, and what do you plan to race at the outdoor state meet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... I sort of touched on it earlier. I've been running the mile a lot lately. definitely been training to the mile, but I want to count out the 2 mile. I want to count out the 4x8. So it's really up to my coach and where my training takes me. So yeah, we'll just see how it shakes out.
It's a magical journey, man. You can't like.
I was just trying to help another 100 guys in Indiana.
What event do I pick?
I was trying.
What's he choosing? I gotta switch.
And Mike's a coach too, so he's
yeah.
Oh
yeah, that's me. Yeah.
See your plans.
Let's get everybody in the 2 mile. Cole's not going there.
Do we have any questions from the internet? Anybody?
No one's watching.
Okay. That's not true.
Wah, wah. any more questions before we wrap up? Yes.
We got
two questions. Yes.
Yeah, no.
This is why we
keep on going.
Time here at the end.
Hello, my name is Danielle, and I also coach. I have a couple of athletes here. So one of my questions is, how do you get past pushing for, because most runners get pain. So what is your mental when you get that pain, and how do you push through?
Good question.
Yeah, that's definitely something I depend on in workouts. And something I was telling some other guys on my team the other day at practice, it was a really hard practice. And everyone has their own sort of things. And I just sort of think back, the races like I come up short, and so if we're doing like 200s, then like I just like imagine myself in that last 200 of like the state meet where I got second, and then you know it just like makes the workout a lot easier, and like you really, I think it's important to like remember why you're training.
Question?
What is your least favorite workout that you know actually does you good?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question, too.
Well, I like speed stuff. So maybe the longer ones, maybe like 1Ks. Those are pretty grueling to get through, but I know after I'm done, I'm pretty happy that I got through it. Yeah. But yeah, those are pretty
What do you guys do, like 20 by a K, like 30 by a K? Yeah. any more questions? All right, if there's no more questions, we're going to do our last little sponsor bit, and that's usually, Blake, you do the odd ones.
Yes, we can do that. Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank our sponsor, 361 Degrees. They're powered by QuickFoam. Check out 361 Performance Footwear at your local runner's forum or a run retail specialty store. Also, in the back there is our 361 rep. Jim, he's got some samples back there to show you. If you have any questions about him, he's highly educated in the shoes, so he can.
And we're gonna raffle away all that stuff over there.
We're also gonna raffle away this 361 stuff.
Yeah,
as well.
We might even just count how many people are in here, and then you can just go grab stuff.
Yeah.
But and also, I would like to thank Brian Wheat, our sound engineer from Village Recording Studio. If you want to do a podcast, go see this guy.
Yeah.
He's right in Broderpool, right next to the fire station. Can we? Yeah, we can applause for him. Yeah, here we go. And thank all of you for coming out. It was very lovely looking at your faces while we were doing this. And so remember
to keep
running on Indy.